In the heart of Missouri, a story unfolds that has left a community searching for answers. In the bustling suburb of Afton, life took a jarring turn in September 2021. A young man, barely on the cusp of adulthood, vanished without a trace. His name, David Michael Bowers Jr., affectionately known by those close to him as DJ. Only 18 at the time, his disappearance has left a gaping hole in the lives of his loved ones and has become a haunting mystery that's yet to be solved. DJ was not just any teenager. Standing at 5 feet 10 inches tall and weighing 128 pounds, his chin-length brown hair with green-dyed ends in a dreadlock style and a collection of distinctive tattoos made him a unique and unforgettable figure. A Bart Simpson tattoo on his left arm and an eye on his right thumb were just a few of the indelible marks that added to his individuality. The day he disappeared, DJ was last seen in Afton, a place he called home. The circumstances of his vanishing remain shrouded in mystery, with more questions than answers. What happened that day? Where did DJ go? These are the questions that have been echoing in the minds of his loved ones and the community at large. In the aftermath of DJ's disappearance, his family has been relentless in their pursuit of answers. His mother, Cheyenne Noriega, launched a GoFundMe campaign to raise funds for hiring a private investigator. The aim? To gather $7,000 in hopes of shedding light on the enigma that is DJ's disappearance. A mystery that has left a family desperate for answers and a community on edge. As we delve deeper into the story of David Michael Bowers Jr., we seek to unravel this mystery, to find the missing pieces, and hopefully bring DJ home. To comprehend this story, we must first understand who David Michael Bowers Jr. is. Known affectionately as DJ, he was a young man of just 18 years when he disappeared in September of 2021. A Missourian by birth, DJ was a distinctive figure, standing at 5 feet 10 inches tall and weighing a mere 128 pounds. His physical characteristics were as unique as they were identifiable. Chin-length brown hair, styled into dreadlocks with the ends dyed a striking green, framed his face. His brown eyes, often the first thing you would notice about him, held an intensity that was hard to forget. But it was perhaps his tattoos that made him most recognizable. An eye inked onto his right thumb and a Bart Simpson character etched onto his left arm were among his distinctive body art. DJ was more than these physical details, though. He was a son, a friend, a part of a community that is now left grappling with his unexplained absence, an absence that has led to search efforts, fundraisers, and a collective plea for answers. But all these details, these characteristics, these connections, make the mystery of his disappearance all the more perplexing. How does someone so distinctive, so known, just disappear? How does a young man full of life seemingly vanish into thin air? A normal day in September 2021 took a turn that no one could have predicted. David Michael Bowers Jr., known to those close to him as DJ, started his day like any other. An 18-year-old with a life ahead of him, brimming with dreams and possibilities. His chin-length brown hair, with green-dyed ends styled into dreadlocks, made him a distinctive figure. Standing at 5 feet 10 inches tall and weighing 128 pounds, he wore his personality not just in his style but also in his tattoos, an eye on his right thumb, a Bart Simpson on his left arm. That day, Afton, Missouri was the last known location where DJ was seen. The circumstances surrounding his disappearance remain murky, with more questions than answers. Was he alone or with friends? Was he heading somewhere or coming from somewhere? These are the questions that keep the search alive, the questions that haunt the nights of those who knew and loved DJ. As the day wore on, DJ's absence became more and more noticeable. Calls went unanswered, texts echoed back with a chilling silence. The young man, known for his vibrant personality, had seemingly vanished without a trace. As the hours turned into days, concern turned into fear. The fear of the unknown. What had happened to DJ? As the sun set on that fateful day, a search began that continues to this day. A search driven by hope, by the belief that DJ will be found, and by the relentless determination of a family refusing to give up. But as each day passes, the mystery of DJ's disappearance deepens, leaving a void filled with questions and the relentless pursuit of answers. In the face of despair, there was a glimmer of hope, the search for David. In the early days following his disappearance, the local police and the community sprang into action. The search for David Michael Bowers Jr., known affectionately as DJ, was a beacon of hope. The authorities combed through the area where DJ was last seen and volunteers poured in to join the search parties. Each person lending their time and effort was driven by the same goal: to bring DJ home. DJ's distinctive features: his chin-length brown hair, with green dyed ends styled in dreadlocks, his brown eyes, his height of 5 feet 10 inches, his weight of 128 pounds, and his unique tattoos, including an eye on his right thumb and a Bart Simpson tattoo on his left arm. These were all etched into the minds of the searchers. Everyone was on the lookout for these identifiers, hoping that they would lead them to DJ. The community's response was overwhelming. Parents, friends, neighbors, even strangers, united in their efforts to find DJ. Search parties scoured local parks, trails, and neighborhoods. Flyers with DJ's image were distributed, and his description was broadcast far and wide. The local media picked up the story, amplifying the call for help and ensuring that DJ's face was recognized. But despite these extensive efforts, the search yielded no immediate results. There were no signs of DJ, no leads to follow. The initial surge of hope began to wane as the days turned into weeks. The community remained vigilant, but the lack of progress was disheartening. Yet, in the face of adversity, DJ's family refused to give up. They took matters into their own hands, launching a GoFundMe campaign to raise funds for a private investigator and to create more search posters and banners. They were determined to keep the search for DJ alive, determined to bring him home. But as days turned into weeks, hope started to dwindle. The search for David Michael Bowers Jr. continues, a beacon of hope in the face of despair. Unsatisfied with the progress, David's family decided to take matters into their own hands. They knew they needed to do something, anything, to bring their son home. It was clear to them that the key to finding David was not just in the hands of law enforcement, but in the collective power of the community. So they turned to the people, reaching out through the most universal platform they could think of, the internet. David's mother, Cheyenne Noriega, launched a GoFundMe campaign. Their goal? To raise $7,000. The purpose was twofold. Firstly, they needed to hire a private investigator, someone who could dedicate their time and resources solely to finding David. They hoped that a fresh set of eyes might uncover something that had been overlooked, a piece of the puzzle that was missing. Secondly, the money would be used to create search posters and banners, visual reminders for the community that David was still missing. His face, his description, chin-length brown hair with green dyed ends, distinct tattoos, a Bart Simpson on his left arm, and an eye on his right thumb, would be printed and posted, a constant echo of the question, "Have you seen David Bowers?" But the family didn't stop there. They knew information was valuable and they were willing to pay for it. So they also offered rewards for any information that could lead to David's whereabouts. Each dollar raised, each poster printed, each reward offered was a beacon of hope in the darkness of uncertainty. And for those who wanted to follow their journey, they created a Facebook page. Looking for David Bowers became a hub for updates, a place for people to share tips, and a community of people united in their search for one young man. In their quest for answers, they made a plea to the world. In today's digital age, the search for David took a new turn. As the world became more connected, so too did the quest for answers. The family of David Michael Bowers Jr. understood the potential of this global web of information and turned to social media with a mission in their hearts and a plea on their lips. They created a Facebook page titled, "Looking for David Bowers." A beacon in the vast digital ocean, this page became a hub for updates on the family's search efforts. It served as a platform for the dissemination of information, a place where the latest news on the search could be shared quickly and efficiently. But it was more than just a bulletin board. It was a gathering place for those who cared, a digital community bound by a shared purpose. The Looking for David Bowers page also became a net, cast wide into the sea of social media users, hoping to catch any new information that might lead to David. It was a place where clues could be shared, where sightings could be reported, where the smallest piece of information could be the break the case needed. It was an invitation to the world to join the search, to be a part of the solution. And so, the power of social media was harnessed. The page became a testament to the determination of a family, the kindness of strangers, and the potential of technology when used for good. It was a rallying cry, a call to action, a beacon of hope in a sea of uncertainty. Every share, every comment, every like was a ripple in the digital waters, spreading the word further, reaching more eyes, more ears, more hearts. Each interaction was a potential lead, a potential breakthrough, a potential step closer to finding David. And thus, in the face of adversity, the family of David Michael Bowers Jr. turned to the world, using the tools of the digital age to fuel their search. They showed us that in the quest for justice, every voice matters, every share counts, every like makes a difference. The power of social media, harnessed in a quest for justice. Despite the tireless efforts, David Michael Bowers Jr. remains missing. The question hangs heavy in the air, echoing in the hearts of those who knew him and those who've joined the search. The case, as it stands today, is still unresolved. David, known to his friends as DJ, with his distinctive chin-length brown hair with green-dyed ends in a dreadlock style, remains a figure of mystery and concern. Every day, his family wakes up to the harsh reality that David is still not home. His mother, Cheyenne Noriega, continues her relentless pursuit for answers. The GoFundMe campaign, initially set up to raise $7,000, is still ongoing. The funds are meant to hire a private investigator, create search posters, banners, and offer rewards for information on David's whereabouts. Meanwhile, the Facebook page, Looking for David Bowers, serves as a beacon of hope, a digital rallying point for those invested in David's safe return. The page continues to provide updates, share pleas for information, and foster a supportive community around David's disappearance. The search for David is more than a quest for a missing person. It's a testament to human resilience, a story of a community banding together in the face of adversity. It's about a mother's unwavering love, a family's determination, and the power of collective effort. Yet, the objective remains elusive. David Bowers is still missing. The authorities continue their investigations, combing through every lead, every piece of information that could bring them closer to finding David. Time may have passed, but the urgency, the need to find David, hasn't waned. The road to finding David is fraught with uncertainty. Every day brings new challenges, new hopes, and sometimes new disappointments. But the search goes on. Because at the end of the day, there's only one question that matters. A question that still lingers. Where is David Bowers? The story of David Michael Bowers Jr. is one that continues to unfold. As we delve deeper into the details, the questions keep piling up, leaving us with a myriad of possible outcomes. From the distinctive green-dyed ends of his dreadlocked hair, to the eye tattoo on his right thumb, the image of David is etched into our minds, and yet, his whereabouts remain unknown. We've followed the threads of this mystery, from the day of his disappearance, the search that ensued, to the family's tireless efforts in their quest for answers. But at the end of the day, the truth about David's fate is still shrouded in uncertainty. That's where you come in. Each one of you has a unique perspective, a different way of piecing together the puzzle. Could there be something that has been overlooked? A theory that hasn't been considered? Is there a possibility that hasn't been explored? The comments section is your stage. Share your thoughts, your ideas, your questions. Engage in a conversation with others who, like you, are intrigued by this mystery. Have a respectful debate, compare notes, discuss potential leads. Every thought, every idea could potentially shed light on an aspect of David's disappearance that has been hidden until now. Remember, the key to solving a mystery often lies in the details, and sometimes it's those seemingly insignificant observations that turn out to be the most crucial. So, don't hold back. Your perspective might be the missing piece of the puzzle. The story of David Michael Bowers Jr. is not just a tale to be told, but a mystery to be solved. And your thoughts, your insights, could play a crucial role in bringing this story to its rightful conclusion. Your thoughts could be the key to unraveling this mystery. This story is far from over, and you can play a part in it. Yes, you! Because in the digital age, every click, every share, every comment can make a difference. It's about creating a ripple effect, a wave of awareness that can reach the right places and the right people. As we delve deeper into David Bowers' case, we understand the significance of information and its power to change the course of events. So, if this story has moved you, if it has made you pause and think, then, by all means, share it. Share this video on your social media platforms with your friends, family, colleagues, anyone who can help in broadening the reach of this story. And don't hesitate to like, comment, and subscribe. Your engagement helps us keep these stories alive, and it brings us one step closer to solving the mysteries that haunt us. Remember, there's also a GoFundMe page set up by David's mother, Cheyenne Noriega, with the aim of raising $7,000. The funds will go towards hiring a private investigator, creating search posters, banners, and offering rewards for information on David's whereabouts. As of now, they've collected $130. They need our help. There's also a Facebook page titled Looking for David Bowers. The page is dedicated to the search efforts and updates about David. It's a platform that could use your support and your vigilance. In the grand scheme of things, these actions may seem small, but they carry immense potential. They have the power to bring a missing person back home, to provide closure to a grieving family, to solve a mystery that has left many questions unanswered. In the search for David, every bit of help counts. David Michael Bowers Jr. is not just a name. He is a son, a friend, a part of a community. He's the young man with chin-length brown hair and green-dyed ends, a dreadlock style that's as distinctive as his personality. He's the one with brown eyes that carry stories only he can tell. The one with an eye tattoo on his right thumb and a Bart Simpson tattoo on his left arm. David, also affectionately known as DJ, is much more than a missing person's case. He is a cherished individual whose absence has left an aching void in the hearts of those who love him. The search for David is not just about finding one missing person. It's about restoring a family, healing a community. It's about bringing DJ back home, to the place where he belongs. His family, spearheaded by his courageous mother, Cheyenne Noriega, has been relentless in their pursuit. They've turned to the internet, created a GoFundMe campaign, and even launched a Facebook page titled Looking for David Bowers. They're doing everything they can to keep his story alive, to keep the hope of his safe return burning brightly. But the family can't do this alone. They need our help to keep the conversation going. They need us to share David's story, to raise awareness about his disappearance. Every share, every conversation, every theory could potentially lead to a clue, a breakthrough that brings David home. So let's not let David's story fade into oblivion. Let's keep talking about him, keep sharing his story, keep probing the mystery of his disappearance. Let's keep the hope alive for David, for his family, and for every missing person out there. Because every person matters, every story counts, and every mystery deserves to be solved. For David and his family, we keep searching, we keep hoping, and we never give up.